and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where any moment now, former President Donald Trump's plane will land at LaGuardia Airport ahead of his arraignment tomorrow, stemming from alleged hush money payments during his 2016 campaign. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is outside his Palm Beach, Florida home, where he departed from earlier today.
With flags and banners waving and cheering him on, supporters of the former president watched as his motorcade departed from Mar-a-Lago on its way to Palm Beach International Airport. His private plane departed about 1 p.m. Eastern time. Along the route, his supporters blasted the indictment as purely political. They questioned the timing, the fact that it's happening after the former president announced another run for the White House in 2024. They, like him, view it as a type of election interference.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams ahead of possible protests outside the courthouse tomorrow.
While there may be some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow, our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves.
At the Tennessee State Capitol, students demanding action for stricter gun laws. It's been a week since someone walked into a Christian grade school and killed three students and three adults. And we have just learned that that assailant fired a total of 152 rounds and that she acted alone. Police say in writings found in her car and her bedroom, she was planning for months to, quote, commit mass murder at the Covenant School. Members of the military are getting fatter. As our Kemi McCormick reports, the pandemic added to a problem that was already on the rise.
A recent study shows nearly 10,000 active Army soldiers are newly obese after restricted duty and limited exercise. There were also increases in obesity in the other branches, like the Navy and Marines, raising concerns about America's fighting forces.
As if this weekend was not enough, parts of the South are dealing with yet another day of wild, dangerous weather. Jim Cantori with our partners at the Weather Channel with the severe weather threat through tomorrow.
Already a tornado watch across southern parts of Mississippi, including Mobile, Alabama as well. Tomorrow we jump into the heat of this thing in the afternoon, probably starting in Missouri, moving up into Iowa. We're talking about all hazards in play here. Hail, damaging winds, even tornadoes.
The weekend storms led to the deaths of 33 people across eight states. This just in, the press secretary for First Lady Jill Biden tweets that on their way to Michigan, their plane's been diverted back to Denver. She says everyone is safe and that it was an aircraft issue. The First Lady's trip to Michigan is now postponed to a later date. On Wall Street, with 1 hour left of trading, the Dow is up 324. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
News Team Fives, news on the fives. This just in. KFC is introducing new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets. For more, here's Kelly Nichols.
Thanks, Gary. These KFC chicken nuggets are tender, juicy, and highly sauceable. As one team put it, no cap. These nuggies are straight fire. Gary?
Thanks, Kelly. Sounds bussin'. That does it for news. Order KFC's new hand-breaded chicken nuggets on the KFC app. You've never had nuggets like these. That's finger-licking good. Price and participation may vary.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, April 4th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room. The Residential Options Committee will meet at 11 a.m. at the courthouse. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. Following that, the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Downtown Business Improvement District Board will meet at 2:30 p.m. The Village of Whiting will meet at 5 p.m. for their Utilities Committee meeting. In Adams County, the Veterans Service Commission will meet from 9:30 to 11 a.m., and the Land and Water and UWEX committee meeting will run from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Election Day is tomorrow. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch live election coverage tonight at 7 on your favorite Civic Media station. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 32, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 42. Overcast skies tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 39. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
On all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Today's opening day in Milwaukee for the Brewers. Wish them well. But we're going to get into history as it's being made as we speak, and as that was made when you were asleep last night and this morning. And we're going to talk about Donald Trump in New York. But first of all, we're going to talk about it's been characterized as the most important election between now and November of 2024. The most important election, and that is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm going to tell you the status of it right now. And let me tell you something. What is going on? Janet Protasiewicz is looking very strong. Internal polls in both campaigns show her ahead. Dan Kelly is desperate, and he is pouring last-minute slime that I want to analyze right now. At 2 p.m. on Friday, and this is right as we were going on the air, 2 p.m. on Friday, a series of texts went out around the state, and they impersonated a phony Wisconsin voter alert. It was right when there were tornado warnings. Do you remember last couple of days? I know sitting in Milwaukee, we'd be watching a show. Suddenly the screen would be taken over and it would say tornado alert. And there's that terrible sound. Nothing you can do about it. It was done to protect you. It was done to protect you. Now, this was called a Wisconsin voter alert, but it did the same thing with emergency tones, but it was in a text. The FCC prohibits people mimicking it, prohibits people somehow impersonating an alert like that, because what it does is it scares people, and it's supposed to be reserved only for weather events like tornadoes. The question legally is, by sending this out as a text, and then you and I maybe click on, I never click on stuff like that. I just delete it. But you click on it, and it went, just like a tornado alert, just exactly like a tornado alert, with a bar going across, and then with kind of an interrupted screen, like you'll see on your TV, for a tornado. And it says, voter alert, attention Wisconsin citizens, the same kind of voice that they use, the guys use, that you hear male voice on tornado alerts. It says, our Second Amendment rights are under attack by Judge Janet Protasiewicz. First of all, it is false. The issue of our Second Amendment rights aren't at all at issue in this case. They're very safe with Judge Janet Protasiewicz. I know her husband. I know her. She is a strong proponent of the Second Amendment. Her husband is a really strong proponent of the Second Amendment. This is simply false. But by dumping this on a Friday before the Tuesday election, it's going to come into a lot of homes in the state, and they'll look at it, and they go, well, that must be official. That must be official because 2 hours ago I got one for a tornado. Now it's for this, and they don't think that they clicked on a text. Now, there are a lot of lawyers, myself included, who think that this kind of impersonation is a violation of the FCC rule. People will say, well, the FCC, Matt, doesn't rule on text. It rules on radio and television. If somebody tried to put that ad on TV or radio, the station could not accept it, or they could lose their license. And my view is this. Now with text technology and other technology, if you impersonate it, you're doing the same kind of damage, and he should be proceeded against. When? Today's Monday. The election's tomorrow. What do you mean? This is last-minute slime that he's dumping on everyone. This isn't the only slime. And by the way, a lot of people say, come on, Matt, look, nobody is going to listen to this and switch from Janet Protasiewicz to Dan Kelly. That's true. They won't. The purpose of pouring buckets of slime in the last 48 or 72 hours or 96 hours of a campaign is to disgust people and drive turnout down. The lower the turnout, the better Republicans do. And you may not like that, you may not agree with that, but that is the fact. All of the data in elections show that to be the fact. You can always expect a Republican the last 96, 72, 48, 24 hours to dump buckets of slime, and this was one of them. Now, is this the only one? Well, no, it was not the only one. You remember all these ads, and they're still running. They'll say terrible, sad, really brutal, disgusting things about cases, and then they will say, Judge Janet Protasiewicz, let him off. Or let her off. Those are false. Those are misstatements of the cases and of the facts. But how much time do you have in 96 or 72 hours? This was blown up on Saturday, April 1st, on a front page article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But not everybody gets the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And it went around the state somewhat, but TV gets around the state a lot more effectively, these ads. And here's what the article said. It took one of the ads that was called Emily. Maybe you remember that. It'll say Emily was brutally raped and this, that, and the other thing. And Janet Protasiewicz let him off. That was false. Emily talked to the paper, and they did not use her last name because the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a policy that they will not use the last name of assault victims unless they want them to. And of course, Emily didn't want them to. What Emily said was, what really happened in that case was, it wasn't as clear cut as it was made to sound on the TV ad. And what happened was, initially, the guy was charged with a felony that could have given him 20 years. The prosecutor and Emily felt that that was unfair. Not Janet Protasiewicz. The judge is not consulted when there's a reduction in a charge. And it was reduced to a charge with a maximum of 5 years. Then what happened was Janet Protasiewicz said to Emily in court, what do you want me to do? You want me to give him 5 years? And Emily said, no, I want restorative justice. She said, I don't, frankly, I'm not asking that you give him any time in prison. This is Emily saying this. And what Janet Protasiewicz said is, No, I'm not going to let this guy off. We're not putting up with this. I don't care what kind of circumstances you're talking about now. And she sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison and 2.5 years of community service. Said, if there's so much a peep about you in these 5 years, you're going back to prison for a long time. And Emily said, thank you, Your Honor. I am 100% satisfied. Based on that, the clown Kelly and his clown advisors put on ads saying he could have gotten 20 years and it was brutal and he abandoned Emily. And then Emily said, they called me 10 times. The Kelly campaign called me 10 times and said, shall we do this and do an ad? And she said, no, don't do an ad. And they said, you can't stop us from doing an ad. And then they did the ad. And she said, I've been victimized a second time. And some callers will call in and say, well, maybe she should sue them. Yeah, she could sue them. Then Kelly's lawyer will take her deposition. And they're very sly and brutal. And they will go, tell us again what happened. Tell us again how it felt. What did he do to you? What did he say to you while he was doing it to you? What did he make you say to you, to him, while he was doing it to you? No victim will bring that kind of suit. It's cruel. It was cruel what Kelly did. And the third thing, you think that's not enough slime? Impersonating a tornado alert? The third thing, and Emily, the third thing was that they're putting on an ad now on social media trying to say that Janet Protasiewicz will rule a certain way on transgender issues. Not only has that never come up in the campaign, not only has Janet Protasiewicz never ruled on such a case, but they are lying in what they say. Here is the question. Why the slime? The slime is to induce you not to vote. Get out there and vote. You can't vote absentee now. Vote tomorrow. We're going to go quick to the lines. Wisco Paul, we have a little time before the break. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Kelly's worse than that. He ran around with Gableman. I don't know. The man doesn't have anything positive to say because he's nothing but a tool of the GOP. Such a sad situation. I, for one, will be out there tomorrow as quick as I can and voting for Judge Janet because I want fair maps desperately because I don't want to live in Wisconsin with Kelly in charge because it'll all be jerry-rigged again. You know, so it's important that Judge Janet gets elected. And, like, Kelly has nothing to run on because he's just a tool, like I said before, the GOP. So go Brewers. Have a good day, Matt.
Okay, excellent comments, Paul. You're right. Let's just review the bidding on this one. He went around with Gableman falsely saying there was fraud. He was paid almost $120,000 by the GOP to tell them how to set up fake electors, which was themselves a fraud. He got the last money for...
If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're
born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The American Dream. Check out our website at therickssmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 39. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 49. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Matt from Direct, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go to the lines and going to hit one more topic. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be arraigned in court in a criminal case. First former president ever to be criminally charged. And how has he responded and what's going to happen? He raised $4 million 24 hours after the indictment was announced. $4 million. 25% of it was for first-time donors. The average donation was $34. He is also, according to him, going to deliver an, quote, address, end quote, from Mar-a-Lago tomorrow night. Flew up this afternoon, staying in Trump Tower tonight, and tomorrow going to be arraigned. And then he is going to go down to Mar-a-Lago. Now, here's what he's intending to do, and here is what I think the judge must do. What he's intending to do is sit at a desk in Mar-a-Lago with flags on either side, make it look like the White House, one of the big ballrooms, big desk, very official, in a suit, as if he's given a State of the Union address, and he will attack the judge, he'll attack the prosecutor, he'll attack the grand jury, and he will attack everybody. He's on a revenge tour. Now, the question is, how much longer should he be permitted to do this? And the answer is, it should be shut down immediately. He has publicly called the judge corrupt. He's publicly called the judge and the prosecutor corrupt, biased, and all this kind of thing. It is very common in a criminal case that has any publicity for the judge to issue a gag order. What is a gag order? Well, the government cannot gag you on anything. That's why we have a First Amendment. But if you're a criminal defendant and it could impact the fairness of the trial, either for you, the prosecution, or anyone, then the judge can issue a gag order, which will say you may not discuss this indictment, this criminal case. You know, you can discuss Chinese art in the 12th century if you want. That's fine. But you are not going to discuss this case. And if you do, you will be arrested and brought to jail and stay in jail pending these charges. How about that? How about that? Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan on Fox News, the Maria Bartiromo show the other day, said, quote, "We control the power of the purse. We should limit funds to the agencies that are doing this." i.e. cut off the funds to the Department of Justice. They can't cut off the salary of Alvin Bragg, the DA, because that is a state salary. But he said we should cut off the Department of Justice and the FBI. And Bartiromo said, the Department of Justice and the FBI? And Gymnasium Jim, J.I.M. Jordan said, yes. The far right continues to attack the FBI. The FBI is one of the most honest agencies in government. Remember the movie, The FBI Story with Jimmy Stewart? It's a great movie. It's very old. It's probably 70 years old. You got to look at it, though. Dial it up. FBI Story with Jimmy Stewart is excellent. You know, these agents with submachine guns, they kick open the doors. They blast the hell out of everybody. It's excellent. You got to watch it. It's an excellent movie. Excellent, excellent movie. That is their reputation. They are above reproach. You can't bribe an FBI agent. The FBI is honest. You can bribe the clowns on the far right. You can do that. And that is what is going on here. Now, the other thing I want to say before we quick go to the lines is this is not a time for rejoicing. And what do I mean by that? You know, we talk about Trump and we talk about everything that's gone on. We have significant differences. But it's a very, very sad day for the United States of America that a former president is involved as a defendant in a criminal case. Because the president, former or current, the former was the emblem of our state as well as our government. A president is the head of state as well as the head of government. That's not true in merry old England. The king is the head of state. Prime minister is the head of government. Same in a lot of other countries. But when you have the head of your state as a criminal defendant, however deserved, that is a very sad day for the country. It's also a wonderful dawn for the country because nobody, absolutely nobody, is above the law. And so we have to keep both of those in mind. We're quick going to the lines before the break. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Gina?
Hi, I hope everybody joins me. I already voted yesterday, early voting. You know, a person who's running for the most important 10-year position in our justice system using lies and deceptive practices should be indicted, not elected, for the psychological manipulation and the means he's trying to get in. So people, don't let this person prey on you. Don't be a victim of the lies and manipulation. Get out there and vote. We need all the voters out there. It's the most important vote that you can do to save our state, and please get out and vote. And thank you so much, Matt, for taking my call. This stuff just it's unbelievable. I've never seen it in my life, and it's putrid. Thank you, Matt, and everybody get out and vote. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you very much, Gene. As always, excellent comments. And here's the thing. The election is tomorrow, and then it's over. I mean, you can't shilly-shally around anymore. The polls open tomorrow at 7 a.m. Get down there. They close at 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m., they got to let you vote. Don't wait. Get down there. And Janet Protasiewicz against Dan Kelly. Do you want rigged maps? Vote for Kelly. You want fair maps? Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after. Like to hear you sigh and even though I know you're lying.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Arguments in a lawsuit that will determine if abortion remains illegal in Wisconsin start next month in a Dane County Circuit Court. Oral arguments in the suit filed nearly a year ago by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers begin May 4th. exactly 1 month after tomorrow's state Supreme Court election. While the case could be resolved before the new justice is seated this summer, it's more likely to come before the Supreme Court when either Janet Protasiewicz or Dan Kelly take the seat of retiring Justice Pat Rogenczak. The court is currently controlled by conservatives 4-3. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has asked the IRS to investigate St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Cottage Grove after the pastor posted a bulletin urging parishioners not to vote for her in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The foundation says that's blatant electioneering. Churches and charities, which are tax-exempt, have been banned from engaging in political activity since 1954. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 32, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 42. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 39. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Around the whole country, in terms of setting the mood of what's happening, I would really, really implore Gary and Dave and, you know, potentially even CJ, really search your conscience, you know, examine your conscience and make the move that really and truly is not Republican or Democratic, but is actually what is best for the country as a whole. please, please think about what it is that you want. If you want a fascist state, or if you want a democratic state, or a democracy, this is a very, very important election. And being a person that was from Durand, Wisconsin, I hope that everybody in the Durand, Eau Claire area, everybody get out and vote for Judge Janet. It is so, so important. And it's really going to change the next 10 years in the state of Wisconsin. So please, everybody, for your children's sake, you know, remember, for all you people out there that are against abortion, remember, the whole idea of a woman's right to choose does not mean that she necessarily is going to choose to have an abortion. The whole idea of a woman's right to choose versus the government's right to choose. And for you people out there that don't want big government in your life, then please, I implore you, stop this craziness of the big foot of government when it comes to social issues. Please remember, women have the right to choose, not bureaucrats and not government. That is a very, I mean, think that would be a very conservative idea, and you believe in freedom, so show it. Show it by tomorrow. Vote for Judge Janet and get out there and vote like you've never voted before for Judge Janet. And again, I implore my conservative friends, please, Gary, David, you guys, get out there and vote the right way. Stop with this partisan stuff. It's not working. It's all it is fear, and there's only fear and love in the world. And I'll tell you what, you guys, fear turns into hate, and you don't want to be those types of people. Please vote Judge Janet tomorrow. Thank you.
Excellent comments. Tom of L.A., formerly of Durand. Excellent, excellent comments. And I'm going to add one thing to it. And that is, over in a, first of all, on rigged maps, do you know that the last election, 2022, Democrats got 53% of the legislative votes in Wisconsin? They took all of the statewide elections on the ballot, except for treasurer. And even though they got 53% of the legislative votes, they got one third of the legislature. They got 53%, but they got one third of the legislature. And if you're a Republican, you might say, that's great. Our party managed to sneak it through gerrymandering. But that's not democratic government. That's commie government. They do that in Belarus. They do that in Russia. They do that in Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba, China. In North Korea, they don't even bother to have an election, but they do it in places of Africa. And whoever the strong man is in control gerrymanders things, and it doesn't matter, does not matter what the vote is. Remember Stalin's dictum. Stalin's dictum. What isn't important is who votes. What's important is who counts the vote. That was Stalin. Stalin killed more than 20 million people. If you're a Republican in this state and you think you're a conservative and you're for gerrymander, you're not a conservative. You're not for democratic government. You are for what everywhere else in the world is referred to as commie government. Now, let's go on a little bit. And beside, and also, Tom of L.A. made another good point. And it's not just, yes, a woman is the one who has the right to choose. But this 1849 law that's 174 years old, that Janet Protasiewicz says is unconstitutional and she would void it, very upfront about that. And Dan Kelly says it's constitutional and he would enforce it. There's no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. So these OBGYNs who are thinking of practicing in this state, if they get a patient that comes to them, where the woman, if she were forced to give birth to what a baby who has died already in the womb, the woman could die or get seriously ill. And what do I mean by that? Get sepsis. people die from sepsis. The OBGYN has to listen to the legislature and the DA, and she can't do anything. And a number of women, this has happened in Texas, went in, and the OBGYN said, "I'm sorry, I can't do anything for you." They said, "What, are you kidding me? I could die? Or I need a DNC? This is an ectopic pregnancy, and it's an emergency." It's not the woman doesn't want it. She's devastated that the pregnancy ended, and nobody ended it but nature. And they can't do anything for her. That's crazy. That's wrong. That's very, very wrong. And right now, people say, well, you know, if it was that bad, I mean, a DA would take that into account. No, they wouldn't. The DA in Madison would take it into account. The DA in Milwaukee would take it into account. The Attorney General would take it into account. But there are 72 counties in this state. And there are DAs in 72 counties. And some of them are very, very far to the right. And some of them would like to be in Congress or be governor. And some of them would like publicity because no one knows their names. And some of them would love to be on court TV because if they prosecuted an OBGYN, that would be on court TV. And the woman would have to testify crying, saying what had happened. And the OBGYN say, for God's sake, if I hadn't done a DNC, the woman could have died. Then it goes to a jury. And there's a judge, perhaps, like Dan Kelly on the circuit court bench, who decides what kind of jury instructions to give. What the hell is this? What kind of a deal is this? That's what's at stake in this election. Okay, we are now going to Ukraine and Russia. And there are some very serious things that have occurred. And I'm going to give you my idea on how we should meet them. I am very, very grateful that Joe Biden is the president and not Donald Trump. But Donald Trump is afraid of Vladimir Putin. It's like I've seen two German shepherds, and one, and they meet, one will bare his throat to the other to show submissiveness. In this case, Donald Trump is terrified of Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin has funded him for over 20 years. Trump owes him hundreds of millions of dollars. And Vladimir Putin has the coprophile video from the Moscow hotel room. And it's such a perverted video that Trump would be humiliated beyond belief if it were ever disclosed. In effect, what Trump is doing is baring his throat to a chihuahua, not another German shepherd, a hairless little chihuahua. That's what he's doing. But here are the developments. One, they arrested, as you know, was a Wall Street Journal reporter named Evan Gershkovich and put him in jail for spying. He was a journalist. What has happened is that hundreds of Russians, supposedly diplomat staff have been expelled from Poland, Norway. We've expelled some. They are spies. So these guys grab somebody from the Wall Street Journal and say he's a spy. Word to the major media that send people over there, to tourists and basketball players, if you go over there, this is not like going to another European country. Brittany Griner, very selfish, brings some weed in, some marijuana, and we go to great lengths to what? Get her out? For what reason? And we leave Paul Whale and the Marine there, and we burn a hostage. We have a guy who's in prison, who's an arms dealer, sadist and murderer, and we give him up to them. So we get what? Brittany Griner back to shoot her mouth off? Paul Whale is still over there. Evan Gershkovich, Wall Street Journal reporter, is still over there. There was another guy, you probably saw him, he was a Marine, and here's what happened to him. Stationed, you know, they have Marines over there stationed in the embassy. He goes out for a drink, young guy. A couple of Ruskies rough him up and yell at him, and he's punching them in the street. You know, disorderly conduct. They arrest him for a felony and put him in jail for 5 years. And he's in jail for 3 years, and they finally get him out. He said it was like hell. They will snatch you off the street to have hostages. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? There are basketball players still going there in the European League playing St. Petersburg. Do not let them do that. Prohibit it. Oh, you can't prohibit it. That's right, because there's a Supreme Court opinion from 40 years ago that said the U.S. government can't prohibit anybody from going to any country. If they're stupid enough to go, too bad for them. I disagree with that opinion. People can still go to North Korea, believe it or not. They can go to Russia. They can go to China. They can go to all these places. They go to Afghanistan. They're crazy. What I am interested in is no one get hurt who's an American citizen, but I'm very interested in getting innocent people out of those countries and not clown tourists and basketball players who go in there and cause an incident so we have to burn a hostage ourselves. This guy Gershkovich lived in London, but he'd go to Russia for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, and he was out just doing a story on the Wagner Group. And doing a story, he interviewed some people, some workers at an armament factory. You know, how do you like it? Blah, blah, blah. The Wall Street Journal and New York Times and the Washington Post have to be careful if they send guys over there anymore. They will be snatched. Yesterday, one of the worst pro-Moscow, pro-warfare bloggers got blown up in a cafe in St. Petersburg. And I know where it was. I was not in the cafe, but in 1997, I was in St. Petersburg in Moscow with a delegation from our Justice Department to give talks on our legal system. And, you know, I went to cafes in St. Petersburg on Nevsky Prospect. This was not on Nevsky Prospect. This was off by the university. You go in, you have a coffee, and this guy, this clown, vicious right-wing son of a gun, somebody hands him a statue as a reward. He takes it and blows up the whole cafe. Kills him and kills or wounds something like 30 other people. And the word is that Putin was behind that. Ukraine did not have the tech ability to get it in a statue and hand it to him because this clown was so right-wing, he was attacking the war effort, saying that it was going badly because Putin wasn't aggressive enough. This is an animal society. You've got to keep that in mind. And this is, I'll tell you what has to happen, quite frankly. In Bakhmut, Ukrainians are outnumbered. They're fighting wonderfully. We have got to get the Ukrainians immediately long-range HIMARS and F-16s. Long-range HIMARS go 190 miles. We could hit Bakhmut. We could hit Crimea. They could. We could hit them where they're launching against our allies. Now there was a report about 2 hours ago that the Russian Air Force is ambushing Ukrainian pilots and their planes can't withstand the ambush. That's got to stop. We've got to get them F-16s and long-range HIMARS. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else. It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin. Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You take a call and then go to another topic. We're going to call Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, Mr. Kelly must be getting awfully desperate. I had heard earlier that he is going to be on Fox News on their currently most popular, you know who I'm talking about, to make a last-ditch effort on his running for state Supreme Court. I'm not overconfident. I figure that Judge Janet will win this election. People are going to be able to slither through all the slime and everything that has been put out about her. But I'm just figuring everybody that's called the show, get out and vote. And you know, we'll look at tomorrow and say we made a step forward as a state. We're going to get some changes made with a lot of stuff that's gone on far too long. So we'll hope for the best.
Right. Excellent call. Right. Get out and vote tomorrow. And what, I'm confident their internal polls in both campaigns show her ahead. And I've already talked earlier in the show about the slime, you know, the fake tornado alert type thing that they put out, which is, I think, a violation of the FCC rules. You're not supposed to do that. You go, and then you say something false. And then lying about, these criminal cases about her sentencing, where he's lying about the core facts. He's lying about the core facts. She's a tough sentencer. She sentenced thousands of people, both as a prosecutor and a judge, been involved in sentencing. She was a prosecutor for the toughest cases in Milwaukee for 20 some odd years. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, she knows how to send people away to do time. She knows how to send away people who do time. And but here, I mean, if I can boil this down, whoever wins gets in for 10 years, folks. Okay, 10 years. And do you like gerrymandering or don't you like gerrymandering? Everybody calls and tells me they don't like gerrymandering. I agree. She has said she will get rid of gerrymandering. She'll order fair maps. Kelly has said he will not order fair maps. He will not interfere with gerrymandering because he says it's a political process. But the party on whose payroll he was, the Republican Party, the gerrymandered party, are the ones who gerrymandered. That's why he likes it. He'd flip around in a heartbeat, the Democrats ever gerrymandered. Do you want Democratic government or commie government? If you want Democratic government, vote for Janet Protasiewicz. If you want commie government, you'd vote, sadly, for Dan Kelly. Go back to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling us in your mind today, Tom.
Hi, Matt. You know, just going along as far as with Dan Kelly and his supporters, they like to say that they're, you know, constitutional conservatives and pro-law and order. Well, part of law and order is the idea of sentencing guidelines within our judicial system. That's how the process works, and it's very much built into how judges can operate. And sentencing guidelines, you know, that's all part of legislative.
process and action that's built into that. So for Dan Kelly to say that he is against how Judge Janet has been sentencing, what he's actually saying is that he's against sentencing guidelines that are part of our judicial system, and he feels that he, as judge, should ignore sentencing guidelines and just go off of what he wants to do. That's partly pro-law and order from my perspective.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And here's the core thing, guys, and I want everybody out there to understand this. In his ads, he has lied about the facts of the case. He's lied about them. Emily, who was a rape victim, came forward, and then there was a big article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Saturday, April 1st, in which Emily said he lied about that case, my case, he said. She said he said it was a 20-year sentence that she should have sentenced. Emily and the prosecutor wanted it reduced to a crime that was a 5-year sentence, and then Emily appeared in court and said what she wanted was, in her view, restorative justice. The whole case was not as clear as you might think on that ad, and she would be satisfied with probation. It was Janet Protasiewicz who said, no, I'm not giving anybody probation when there are these kind of facts alleged, and it was a 5-year max. She couldn't give 20 years because it was reduced by the prosecutor and Emily. Not the judge. The judge doesn't reduce it. The prosecutor reduces it. She said, he's got to go to jail. I'm going to sentence him to 2.5 years, and then he's going to have 2.5 years. You want restorative justice and community service? That was what the victim asked for. Okay, I'll do that too. And then Emily said, quote, I am 100% satisfied with what Judge Janet did, end quote. They lied in their ad. And all the other ads that they talk about lied in the ad about underlying facts, about what Judge Janet could have done, and as you say, sentencing guidelines, but other things as well. The pre-sentence report done by professionals and what the victim wants. If the victim wants something, they get it. Believe me, they get it. Believe me, they get it. So thanks very much for calling in. The election's tomorrow. What more can I say? I've been talking about this till I'm blue in the face. I've been talking about this for how long? For how long have I been talking about this? It is tomorrow. 10 years. I personally think, by the way, that Supreme Court justices, they should have one term for 15 years, and that's it. They can't do it again. Some of these people going for 10 years and another 10 and another 10. The U.S. Supreme Court. This clown, Clarence Thomas, has been on 30 years. He was in his 40s when he was appointed, and he's been a thorn in the side of our Constitution the whole time. He could live 30 more years, 25 more years. Supreme Court justices at the federal level also should only be appointed for 15 years. That's it. That's it. And then let somebody new and younger, somebody more attuned to what's current in the law and in society and culture. If he'd been limited to 15 years, he would have had to step down in 2007. We would have not had all this garbage out of him, where he wants to, for instance, take away your right to vote for president in the Moore v. Harper case by saying the legislatures should do it, not you. Number two, he wants to get rid of First Amendment protections for the press by saying that the Sullivan case, Sullivan versus New York Times, could be repealed. And number three, he's the guy that repealed, frankly, Roe v. Wade. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Be sure to vote tomorrow in the Supreme Court race. And if you're in Milwaukee suburbs, a Senate district race. Matt Flynn direct signing off for today.
Coming down.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.